This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio3.
Well, we're going to focus on various important cities over the course of the week, including Paris, Berlin, St. Petersburg and London. But for today, we're looking at Vienna, and you've painted a portrait of Vienna in your book. One description that caught my eye was from an American book recommending a tour by moonlight. Note the romantic beauty of the scene, the exquisite effects and unexpected revelations that meet one at every turn. One half of the town is plunged in a sea of black shadow and the other is bathed in floods of light. It sounds really romantic, but some people complained that there was no nightlife and it was a dusty place. And what was your overall impression of Vienna?
I mean, I love that description. There's something rather gothic. There's something rather Third Man-esque, I think, about that description of Vienna. So it's that, maybe that's why it resonates with us as particularly. But, you know, Vienna at this time was no longer the preeminent city in Europe that it had once been. It's lost rank, if you like, to Berlin and to London. People do complain about Viennese dust. It's a bit shabby, it's a bit quaint in some respects. But it's also this place where high tradition and modernity and populism, both in music and in politics, collide. So it's a very, very interesting place in the world in 1913, and it's a place where music and culture matter a lot.